Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Mark thought it would take an hour or two. Ben didn't know, but it only took no time at all, because we're all in our homes. We're all in our homes. It's the Horn Section Podcast.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
The tightest we've ever hello. Sounded.
Yes, hello. Good evening and welcome to this, the first of the new series of Horn Section Podcasts. Everyone, shut up. Will, shut up.
Sorry.
It's not quite the normal format because nothing is normal anymore, but this should be fun. I've got a paragraph here. Please do get in touch if you want to get involved. We're offering the normal dingle service, so do go to Patreon for that. If you want a jingle to cheer you or a loved one up, go to Patreon and type in the Horn Section. Your support is really appreciated. Guys?
Cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Not half. Yep.
And any donations will go straight to the band, who, like lots of you, have lost a lot of work. And also, they're not here with me, but they are here remotely. It's going to be a cracking episode. Hello, guys.
Hello,
Alex.
Hi, Alex.
We also have a special guest, one person, remote audience. We have games, we have jokes, we have each other. And we're going to kick off with a song by the little trumpeter, Joe Auckland. Are you ready for it to be played in, Joe?
Hell yeah.
What's it called? It's called Hear the Word.
Yeah.
What's it called, Joe?
Hear the Word.
Hear the Word. Heal the World by Michael Jackson.
Well, the brown bin's collected on Monday. There's no bins collected on Tuesday. There's no bins collected on Wednesday. Hear the word of the bin man. The green bin's collected on Thursday. And the black bin's collected on Friday. There's no bins collected on Saturday. Hear the word of the bin man.
Hey, everyone like that one?
Oh, what a laugh.
And next week we'll hear how a different member of the band puts out their bins. That was fun. Let's now speak properly to the band.
Oh, that's what we have to do, is it?
Yeah, next week. Yes.
I didn't understand that.
Okay. Right, we're going to do the formal register. Please play four bars of jazz to show that you're here. We'll start off with Joe Trumpet. How long are bars?
Depends, Alex.
I think that might have been eight, actually, yeah.
Can we just have one bar of jazz next time? Willip, one bar of jazz. The bass guitar there. Ben, one bar of drum bass. Drums. Jazz. It's going to be good. Mark, saxophone.
It's just like Charlie Parker.
Yeah.
Better in a different room, isn't it?
Okay. Yep. And how about some nice piano?
Doesn't work, mate.
Okay, so we're down a piano, but that doesn't matter. Why doesn't it work?
Because, I don't know, it doesn't work.
Okay, good stuff. Well, let's try this. Willip,
hello.
Have you got a bass guitar there, or just that horrible one?
I've got this horrible one. I could go and get a double bass, because my electric bass, I need to plug in.
Go and get your double bass, please. Goodbye. Okay, in the meantime, Ben, how about you do a bit of shaker as we chat to the band?
Sure.
There we go. So, hey guys.
Hello. There's
Much room in here for my double bass. Hey, what are you wearing? Ben, what are you wearing?
Oh, me? Yeah. I've got a yellow sweatshirt, I've got black jeans and some espadrilles.
Okay, let's pass it on to Mark. Keep that rhythm going, Mark, with your instrument. Nice.
We lost Mark?
No, he's still there.
Oh. I can't hear him.
Well, you have to. You stop your instrument, and he's going to carry it on. Mark, have you washed yourself much today?
Yes. Okay. Just the usual amount.
Lovely. Well, you keep playing the piano as I ask a question to the trumpeter. Hello, man. Have you had a little baby?
Yeah.
Describe the worst nappy for us, please.
3 a.m. tar. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's enough.
I like the tar ones.
Okay.
Myconium.
Myconium.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Now it's his turn. Just the trumpet, please, as I ask a question to the pianist. Hello, pianist. Has Mark finished his kitchen yet?
No way. Nowhere near.
Okay. A little bit of whatever instrument you're playing, pianist.
And I'm aware to speak and play.
Oh, yeah, good point. And stop. So Willip is out of the room getting his bass. I've got a question for Willip. But while he's out of here, what does everyone think of Willip?
Smelly. Okay.
Tool.
Absolute tool, yeah.
Yeah, tool.
Are we settled on tool?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the one to tell him when he comes back?
I'll tell him.
Here he is. Hey, Willip.
Hello.
Ben's got
a tool.
Oh, Ben's got a message for you.
You're a tool. We all think you're a tool.
Guy.
Really tool.
Guy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Willip.
Hello.
We don't need the bass guitar.
I haven't got a bass guitar.
No.
That reminds me of the time that you made me take my banjo all the way to Scotland, only to make me not use it.
Mm.
But that was more extreme, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Willip, play some little bass. I've got your question for you now. Hey, man.
No. Yeah.
You all right, Willip?
Hasn't been tuned for a while.
Doesn't matter.
Or played.
Can you hear me, Willip?
Yeah, I just need to pull the pin out.
Oh.
What? Angry, eh? He's going to blow himself up.
Yeah, come on, Will. Not that bad.
Can you hear me, Willip? Yeah. Do you remember that story you told on the podcast?
Yeah.
About the car park?
What?
Oh, yeah.
About the car park.
The sexy one.
Sexy car park.
This is just for Willip. Keep playing, Willip.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the car park story and the couple? Yeah, the couple you saw in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. How often do you think about that, Willip?
I haven't thought about it for quite a while.
Yeah? Do you want to think about it now?
Do you want me to?
Yeah. Yeah, when you think about it.
Why?
I thought you were going to say they've got in touch.
I want you to imagine being in that sort of situation, Willip.
Okay.
Are you imagining it? Oh, which one are you? The man or the woman?
On the car.
Okay, well, we've introduced the band now. There they all are. That was a pretty good
bit. I really
like
it with the double bass. It's good, isn't it?
Sorry?
I really like it with the double bass.
We've lost Ben the drummer, but we'll press on. Hey, guys, we've got a special one-person guest audience.
Woohoo! Who's that?
It's Mr. Tim Key. It's Tim Key.
Hi, Tim.
Now, you can all greet Tim now.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
All right, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. You're on the podcast now.
Oh, hello. Fantastic.
I've got
Who's this?
Pardon?
Who is this?
This is Alex Horn from the Horn Section. The band are all not here.
The band?
So I've got some questions.
Okay.
These were taken from CNN. Have you heard of CNN?
Yes.
What do you think it stands for?
Corporate.
Mm-hmm.
National.
Corporate National. Are you going news?
News.
You're going news, are you?
Yep, Corporate National News.
Okay, and how many of them do you think you've got right?
They do the news?
Yeah.
The whole of America?
You've got one white.
One white.
So you've got one right, but in the wrong place.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Network?
Yes. Where are you putting it?
Second in,
you've got... Well, what are your other words?
Will there be music played under this?
Yeah, see if you want. Do you want music played under this?
Yes.
Okay, that will start now.
Do you not want to know what kind of music?
Oh, what kind of music do you want underneath it?
Negative music.
Okay.
Okay.
CNN.
I think I've got my C.
Go for it.
Craig's.
Craig's Network.
Craig's News Network.
Okay, you've got two blacks.
Aha, nailed it.
Which word do you think is wrong?
So the blacks mean I'm right, yeah?
The blacks are the right words in the right place.
So someone's news network.
Or Craig something network.
Craig's. yeah, well, I'll try that first.
Okay.
Craig's new network?
Now you've got Craig's just one black. Network? Just one black now.
Oh, that's good. That's useful. So that means that news was right.
Yes.
Clarkson's?
Keep going. Clarkson's.
New network.
So one black again.
So it's news, then, not new.
Yeah. Do you want to give up?
Okay.
You've got two. You've got four more goes.
So it's not Clarkson's.
No, four more goes. Then I'll reveal it.
What have I got so far? News network.
Yeah.
Chairman.
No.
Chairman's.
No. Two more.
Cool.
No.
Is it Centigrade?
Yes.
Centigrade News Network.
You got there in the end. Okay, I've got 15 questions from the CNN website.
Okay.
And they asked these questions to Arianna Huffington.
Okay.
Who co-founded the Huffington Post.
Speaking. You've come to the right man.
What about your job most excites you?
which job?
I'm asking these to you. And I'll see if... Yep, and I'll see if your answers compare to hers.
I enjoy the freedom I have. It's nice to do something creative.
Solving problems? Solving problems?
No, leaving problems.
Okay, so very different. How many hours do you sleep? 95% of 95% of the time. Start your answer with that, please.
Oh, well, 95% of the time I speak...
I get...
Sorry, 95% of the time...
I get...
I sleep...
I get... Sorry? I get... 95% of the time I get...
I get, sorry. Yeah, 95% of the time I get to sleep at maybe midnight.
Okay. What time do you wake up?
7:30.
So 7.5 hours sleep, 95% of the time.
Yeah, so 100% would be probably get up at 7:45.
Right. She gets 8 hours, Arianna. What do you eat for breakfast?
Grapefruit.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The same as her?
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else? Just grapefruit?
Yes. Sausage sandwich and a black coffee.
Poached eggs and two hot cups of coffee. If you could be pitched to by one person, who would it be? I don't understand that one.
Okay, shall we leave it?
Yep. What's on your home screen? Do you have anything on your home screen?
Of my phone?
Doesn't say.
Maybe can I take it as my phone?
Okay.
My niece.
She's got the Huffington Post and then an exclamation mark. How often do you exercise? A lot of questions.
Yeah, that's okay. No, there's 15.
Mm.
Can we change the music a bit? Change it up.
Okay, what sort of music do you want now?
Reggae?
We'll get as close as we can to reggae. It might be folk.
I think I'd rather have reggae. Are you with the band now?
No.
Ah, why?
Because of the coronavirus.
What's the question?
How often do you exercise?
Well, in general, not well, sorry, 95% of the time.
No, I am relentless about doing.
Sorry?
I am relentless about doing.
Ah, okay. I am relentless about doing. Hang on a minute, I forgot this. Now, can you ask the question again?
Oh, yeah, how often do you exercise?
I am relentless about doing star jumps.
Yeah, 30 minutes on my stationary bike every day. What app can't you live without?
Oh, I went on my stationary bike today.
Okay.
Yeah, to get some groceries.
Oh, did it move?
Yeah, well, I had to get up. Let's go up the hill.
Okay. So it wasn't a stationary bike for long.
Uh-huh.
What app can't you live without?
What app?
Favourite city and why?
Oh, hang on. You didn't give me space to answer the app one.
Well, it was Headspace is the answer.
Oh, right, okay. What? Favorite, there's an app called Headspace.
Favourite city and why?
Favourite city... Tokyo.
Okay.
Can I get? I've got a Y as well, but can I do that for a different city?
Yes, do it for New York if you want.
It's
one of the world's.
Is this what I say? Is this fair one?
Yeah, New York. It's one of the world's great.
Go on.
Walking cities.
Yeah, walking cities. It is actually.
What's the most important company we've never heard of?
I'm watching an old football match on telly.
Okay, are there any social platforms you refuse to participate in?
Social platforms? Like a public hanging. Is that a social platform?
Yes. Do you think there's a tech bubble?
Sorry?
What are you reading right now?
Can I go back to these? The ones you're not giving me time on.
Yeah, later on. Best piece of advice you've been given?
Oh, hang on. There was the reading one I wanted to do, really.
And finally, what keeps you up at night?
The missus.
And last of all, if you could tell your 18-year-old self one thing, what would it be? Starting with Ariana, your performance will...
Your performance will outstrip...
Actually
outstrip?
Yeah, improve if you can commit to not only working hard, but also unplugging, recharging and renewing yourself.
I didn't understand. I think I got the hang of it at the end. Was I trying to get the same as her?
No. It was just an interesting experiment.
Just see what happens.
Do you have any anecdotes for us now?
Hang on a minute. I had a dream with Peter Beardsley in it.
Okay.
Back to the band. Hey, well, that was cool. Tim's doing fine. Are you enjoying Tim so far, guys?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's play
one
a game.
Of my favourites.
Who wants to play a quick game of What Am I Hitting With My Trumpet?
Yes, please.
I'd like to play that.
Okay. So I'm going to hit an object just out of sight from you all with my trumpet, and you have to say what I'm hitting, and then I'll reveal it for you. Are you ready? Oh, Ben, yep. Ben says we need to sort his microphone so we can hear him. Or are we okay just reading out what he says?
It's funny this way, isn't it?
Ben says fine.
Okay. I'll
tell you
video,
what, Joe Walker, do you want to be Ben? You can read out everything he says. Joe, you have to read out everything he says.
Fuck off.
Yeah, he has about that. Okay, round one of What Am I Hitting With My Trumpet?
Fuck off times two.
Okay, Ben, you have to not ruin the podcast. Okay, here we go. What am I hitting with my trumpet? If you think you know, do buzz in with your instrument.
I'm going to go close up on Alex. The bongo.
Not a bongo. You're out, Mark.
Oh, what? You didn't specify that.
You're
Can
out.
Can you do it once again?
Ben!
Yes, Ben.
Hard sausage.
It's not a hard sausage. You're out, Ben. Four band members. Yes, Bill?
A soft sausage.
Does that sound like a soft sausage?
No, it doesn't.
Ed?
Yes, Ed.
A shoe.
No, you're now going to see a bit of it.
Joe Auckland.
Yes, Joe Auckland.
It's a small guitar.
Close. You're all back in.
Ukulele.
It is a ukulele.
What are the ukuleles?
Okay. Everyone enjoying the game?
How many have we got left?
Two left. Here we go. Next item.
Ooh.
You can just see a hint of it. Yes, Joe.
A horn, a little horn that goes honk.
No.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Ben.
Pot of coffee.
Not a pot of coffee. You're closer. Yes, Ben.
Tin cup.
Oh. No.
Will.
No. Yes, Willip.
Ketchup.
No, I'm now going to lower it, and it's first to shout it.
Bottle.
No, it's just coming into view.
Ed. Nando's.
Peanut
Nando's.
Butter.
No, Sainsbury's. Mustard.
Chinese Five Spice.
Chinese Five Spice.
It is Chinese Five Spice.
Amazing. Oh, that looks really big now.
Okay, good luck, everyone. So far, the drummer is winning. Okay. Here's the last one. Okay, ready?
What?
Yes, Mark.
It's a football thing.
No, it's not a football thing.
No.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Slinky.
No, close.
Oh. Ed.
Yes, Ed.
It's a small tambourine.
No. Will it? Have a guess.
Stapler.
I'll give you it. It's a tape measure.
No.
Oh, of course. Seems so obvious now.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoy the game?
It was a draw, was it?
Let's do more.
You want me to do more?
Yeah. Lovely game.
No, we're going to move on. All right. Oh, let's have another song. This one is by Mark Brown. What's your song about, Mark?
It's called Jones Armour Trading.
Jones Armour Trading. And does that basically explain the joke?
Yes. Maybe the song's called Joan Armour Trading.
The song is called Joan Armour Trading.
That's right. Oh, we can all hear it.
Yeah.
I wrote love and affection. I performed on John Peel.
Oh, that's a lovely keyboard.
I was part of the scene. I was a pretty big deal. I was big in the 70s. I was in the top 10. But my popularity waned. What to do then? It didn't feel so right. Need to try something new. I saw a gap in the market, and I knew just what to do. Knew just what to do.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
I opened Jones Armour Trading, a one-stop shop for shields and helmets. Jones Armour Trading. Does your tabard need some brand new velvet? Chainmail upgrading. Swap your sword for a brand new mace. Plan to do your own invading. We can help with your arms race. The Jones Armour Trading. Armour Trading. Jones.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Very nice, Mark.
Very nice. It's like Jones Armour Trading. Get it?
No. No,
she like owned the shop.
I liked it when you said yo at the end.
I said Joan.
Oh, I would have preferred it. You just said yo at the end.
Yeah. The only bit he liked.
I liked it when you said yo at the end as well. Okay, so yes, each member
Does
of the band...
Does everyone know who Joan Armour Trading is?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each member of the band is going to contribute a song every week, and the listeners, that's you, you can vote for your favourite, and the band member with the fewest votes will be evicted from the podcast.
Oh, this is a great idea.
Also,
it's
please...
a wee cough.
Oh, yes, yes. It's a little cough. Please send in suggestions if you want particular things, and I'm going to try out a new joke each week. So, ready for the first joke?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can I have a fanfare, please, Joe? I chose my new diary because it's meant to be the best diary there is at the moment. According to the cover, it's the diary of the year.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys?
Yep.
And now it's time for A.
Oh, are you
going? A. It's called... and it's A. And ask Alex anything at all.
So I can ask you anything?
Yeah, anything at all.
What's the thing you've got most of that you've never bought any of?
Yes. Great question.
Yeah, thank you. What's the thing that you've got most
of? Yeah, no, I understood it. I suppose the thing I've got most of that I haven't bought anything of is flies.
Flies. You've got lots of flies.
Got about 1,000 flies in the house at the moment.
Oh, yeah, okay. Can you ask me a question?
Yes. What's the thing you've got most of that you've not bought any of?
A mouse.
How many mice have you got?
I don't know. I've only seen one at a time.
Right. Okay, it's time for hide and...
Oh, sorry. Yep. Sorry, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He's sneaky.
Well, it's now time for hide and seek. So if you want to go and hide somewhere in the house, which leads us neatly onto hide and seek. So if you want to go and hide somewhere,
hide and seek.
What did I say?
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek. Hide and seek. Maybe is it the emphasis on the and? Hide and seek.
Yeah.
So if you want to go and hide in your flat, and I'm going to come and find you virtually.
Oh. Right. Hang on a second.
Have you hidden?
I'm gonna change it. Hang on.
Okay.
Are you on speaker?
Okay.
Hang on. Yeah.
Have you hidden?
What? No, not I haven't hidden yet. Hello?
Yes, have you hidden?
Yep.
Are you in the bathroom? In the bath?
Yep. Yeah, behind the door of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Here's a question.
You didn't do that before the other questions.
We can add that in. I'll get Joel, if you could add, here's a question before the other questions, please. Here's a question. How do you decide what TV programmes to watch? There are so many.
Oh, right. Recommendations.
Okay. Are you any good at capitals? Do you want to take the capital challenge?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, well, I've got a globe here. I'm going to spin it and then point at a country at random. Canada. You can Google it if you want.
No, I don't need to. Is it...
I don't think you'll get it.
Ottawa.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Do you fancy sing along?
Oh, is that the other capitals?
Yep.
Can do one more.
Okay, I'll spin it again.
I'm on a bit of a roll.
And it's Canada again.
Is it? Okay. Toronto?
No, it's Ottawa.
Oh, it's one of them, isn't it? Like Sydney.
Do you fancy a sing-along?
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
Yep.
I was going...
I was there...
Going...
To
find
my little
wife. I was going to find my little wife.
Okay. Hey, guys, do you want to hear Ben's contribution to the podcast?
Yes, yep. Please.
Oh, yes, please.
He's typing.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Off the track. What's your song called, Ben?
Savvy.
What does savvy mean, Ben?
Comes from the French for savoir to know.
All right, let's hear your song, Ben.
So, think you know your veg? Celery savvy. Know your hotels? Savoy savvy. Careful with your pudding? Cerely savvy. Shrewd with your sausages? Savloy savvy. Savloy savvy. Savloy savvy. Savloy savvy. Mindful with your larder? Scullery savvy. Know how much you're paid? Salary savvy. Understanding charity? Sally Army savvy. We've all seen Greece. Sandra D. Savvy. Sandra D. Savvy. Sandra D. Savvy. Sandra D. Savvy.
That's nice.
Deal with Grey's knees. Scabby savvy. Pop an antiseptic cream. Savalon savvy. Know your rainbow. Zebedee savvy. You know that's life. Celebi savvy. 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 Celebi savvy.
Yay! Enjoyed that one, Ben.
Nice one, Ben.
Thanks.
How did you make the gibbon noise?
Mouth.
Mouth.
Well, I thought it was much better than Mark's one. So, guys, it's a quick quick game of guess the note. Are you ready? What note is this?
Post-it.
Pardon? Oh, post-it.
D.
It was a D. Willett wins. God, you're good at music, guys.
It was me.
No, it was me.
Yeah, Willett got there first. What note is this?
F sharp.
F sharp.
F sharp.
Wow, you guys are great.
F sharp.
And finally...
B flat.
No.
Oh, no. C sharp.
C sharp.
No.
D sharp. Willett is the winner. I'm learning the Taskmaster theme tune.
No, you're not.
Okay, let's carry on.
You've made it a bit more cheerful. I like it.
Thank you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you. Guys, what can you see? What can you see? So we're going to play a quick game of I Spy. What can you spy? And the most unusual wins a green t-shirt. I can spy a set of keys. Willip?
A bear costume.
Oh, he's winning. Mark?
I can spy a picture of Keith Richards' dog.
It's not I can spy, it's I spy.
I spy a picture of Keith Richards' dog.
I quite like I can spy, actually. It is I can spy.
I can spy a picture of Keith Richards' dog.
Willip's still winning. Joe?
Chicken in a tracksuit.
I
can spy a chicken in a tracksuit.
Willip's winning. Ed?
I can spy a ladder.
He's winning. And here comes the drummer. What can you spy? You have to type it, we still can't hear you.
Baby monitor.
Please type.
No, type I can spy.
I can spy.
Can baby spy monitor. Spy?
Baby monitor. Yeah, well done. The pianist wins that with ladder.
With ladder? That's wow.
Chicken in a tracksuit. Seriously.
I don't believe you.
Put the bear costume on.
It's a really long ladder.
Oh, yeah. Willip, oh, for the listeners, Willip has put on the bear costume.
Actually, it's a lion, I think.
Yeah, it's a lion. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, now that he's put his bear costume on, or his lion costume, let's hear Willip's song. Willip, what's your song called?
It's called Pamers Eats Pom Bears. That's as good as the title's as good as it gets.
It's better. Here it is.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. 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 I've got to go in 10 minutes.
Pamers Eats Pom Bears, but well.
Two Pamers.
Two Pamers.
You say that's it.
A pair of Pamers. Rare to see a pair of Pamers. Not classic.
Who cares that Pamers eats Pom Bears? Who cares?
Who cares? And then it just fades out.
I think it is classic, isn't it? Who cares
that Pamers? And the bass playing is excellent.
Who cares that Pamers eats Pom Bears? Who cares that Pamers eats Pom Bears? Who cares that
Pamers
eats Pom Bears?
Who
cares that Pamers eats Pom Bears? Who cares that Pamers eats Pom
Bears? Who cares?
He can't stop it.
Fade out. It's a lot slower than I remember.
Who cares if Pamers eats Pom Bears? 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 Who cares if Pamers eats Pom Bears?
Still going.
Wow.
Still going, yeah, good.
Well, there we go. We've had songs with references to Joan Armatrading and Pam Ayres. Who is older? Armatrading or Ayres? Buzz in now.
Ed.
Beep. Ed.
Ayres.
Correct. How old is Pam Ayres?
How old is Pam Ayres?
Pam Bears.
Yes, but
Ed,
how old?
72.
No, no. You're both out, but you're in the ballpark.
74. 74
is wrong. 76 trombones. 32. 86. 97. 75. 75. 75. 79. 08. She's 73, and Joan
Armatrading is 69.
They're both still alive. Hey, who wants more stuff from Timmy Key?
Go on, please.
Oh, yes, please.
We now return to the interview with Tim Key.
Question from the band.
Ah, here we go.
They've each recorded you a question, so that they will play in.
Yeah, hello, Tim. What's the meaning of life?
Okay.
Do you want to answer that?
And I'll leave that one.
Mark says...
How many do I have to answer?
There's one. Oh, yeah, optional. Mark says...
Hi, Tim. When are you going for the apology curry?
I think it's called the love curry.
The love curry. Yeah, but that was in February, wasn't it?
Mm.
No, it's the love curry we're going for.
And when?
Because we're going to do it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. When are we doing it?
I think you know the answer to that. When?
June.
This.
Oh.
When, when this.
Bloody.
Pandemic.
Draws to a close.
Ah.
Draws the curtains on itself. Oh, it's blown over.
Ah, yeah.
Joe says.
I was wondering if he'd like to be godfather to my new daughter.
A genuine question, I think. Yes. Really?
Yeah.
You afford it?
You have to pay to be a godfather.
Do yeah, but I think he wants you to.
Oh right, so it's a financial thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Should be okay.
Ed,
my question to Tim Key is: if he had to kiss with tongues a retired footballer, who would it be?
Yeah.
Oh, great question, Ed.
Yeah, good question.
Oh, very good. Kelly Smith.
And then Ben says...
So the drummer is now typing his question for Tim Key. Okay, this is a question from Ben Reynolds. Tim, what do they build cranes with?
Ah, that's very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and is that all of them?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to answer that one?
Trucks.
Okay. Please, could you now ask a question to our next guest? We don't know who that is yet.
Okay. How did you get into impressions? Did you just always do them, or you know, with the family to entertain the family, or did you see someone famous and start doing his voice and then branch out from there?
Okay, I'll put that to the guest. I was started typing that up, but it was too long, so I'm going to have to.
Oh, well, I can do it shorter.
Okay.
Did you always want to be an impressionist?
Yeah, that's nice. Did you
always?
Yeah.
Want? Yeah. Did you always want to be
an impressionist?
Impressionist.
Painter.
Yeah.
Potted history for you. Sorry, potted
history. I've got a very quick question.
Yeah.
I've got a very quick question for you.
Okay.
If I was to say these words to you,
mm-hmm.
could you describe what you're picturing?
Yes.
Maximum spinach.
I'm John Embury, wheeling away.
What, a barrow full of spinach?
Oh no, I thought you meant how much it spins.
Oh yeah, okay, fine. Good answer.
Potted history of you for the listener. I'm going to say a year. Just say what your main thing was that year, please.
1999. Oh, living in St. Petersburg.
2015.
Hang on a minute. 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did a play with Daniel Kitson.
And 2004.
2004 is. I was teaching English as a foreign language.
Okay, we're nearly there.
When did you get married?
2005, on the first day of it.
Oh, yeah, 2004 I was working in Waterloo teaching English. They had table tennis tables in the courtyard.
Yeah. Quick chat about music.
I love music.
You've got a record player.
Yep.
When did you last use it?
About 2 months ago, I had to check whether a record worked. But I don't think my record player works.
And would you mind putting something on the record player for us to hear?
Well, let's have a look. Mm. What would you like?
Well, the closest record to it, so we can see your taste of music. Just a like a.
Oh well, I've got one that's actually sat on the
perfect
on the pheasant incubator. So this is
2 second burst. 2 second burst.
The last record I bought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a 2 second burst. Great.
It's not a hit.
Oh. Oh, we're nearly there. We're nearly there.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that? I need a new record player.
Yeah. The ceiling.
Wrong speed. Huh?
Yep. You can take it off now?
Wrong speed.
Okay. Yeah.
I might leave it on. It makes it easier to edit, doesn't it?
No. Is that off now?
That's off, yeah, for all intents and purposes.
Okay, it's the last game. It's guess the last word. Oh, can you turn it off, please?
Oh. But that's off now.
Last game. Please guess the last word in every sentence in an article on a website about John Terry.
Okay.
John Terry is a model defender in football.
Professional.
Today. He is a tough tackler, great in the air, and a great...
athlete.
Leader. There is no doubt about Terry's abilities on the...
pitch.
Yes. The Chelsea captain's life in the press does not stop off the...
pitch.
Yes. There have been numerous incidents off the pitch that have been brought that have brought negative attention to the former England...
captain.
Yes. And now, it's top 10 of bad incidents that he's done. You can pick three numbers and we'll do them.
Okay. I'm going to pick number 8.
Number 8. Urination in odd...
bins?
Places. Another number?
5.
5 is... it's not great. It's 9/11 partying.
I've got to get the last word in.
Okay, well, I'll do a bit of it. Chelsea's flight was grounded in the immediate aftermath of the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon.
I would say aftermath.
According to Mirror Football, some of the Chelsea players went home to watch the news.
Yep.
The Mirror explained that after the group of players visited several pubs, they wound up at the Post House Hotel at Heathrow. A group of stranded American travellers gathered to watch the news while the players... So you've got to get... 4. This isn't great. 5 words, please. It's not great, this.
Exposed their private parts.
Threw food and taunted them. One more.
Oh, taunted them. One more. Number 1, obviously.
Okay. Getting teammates...
Is this one iffy as well?
Yeah, getting teammates' girlfriend.
Getting teammates' girlfriends... pregnant?
Cookery time now, correct. What's your best recipe and how do you make it? We'll put some music under this.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to read the recipe out?
Just explain what it is and how do you do it in in a 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
All right, okay. So let's go for a lamb madras.
25 seconds left.
Okay, so I'd fry some onions.
20
and
seconds.
Then I take them out of the pan and put the oil into the pan again, and then fry some cardamom seeds, some cumin, some
10 seconds.
Chili flakes.
Could do with some lamb seeds.
Some cloves and some black pepper, and then I'll grind that up.
3
and
seconds.
Then I'll do the onions again. Put that in.
That's it. That's all you.
Lamb in there.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Is there anything people can do to see you or hear you at the moment, like your radio show? Or your playing card.
Oh, yeah, I do have a radio show.
Hmm. What time's it on?
11 p.m. on Wednesday evenings.
Okay, that's 11. Tonight. That's tonight.
Yeah, well, now.
Playing cards? People can buy your playing
cards. I've got a pack of playing cards. Oh, are you going to play the jingle again?
If you want to, we'll play the jingle straight after this bit.
Fantastic. Yeah, playing cards, you can get them from utterandpress.com.
Okay.
Utter and Press.
And that's it, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for being the first guest on the remote podcasts.
Yep. Yep. Are you doing it every week?
Yes. You?
Yeah. Am I doing it every week?
Hmm.
I'd happily do it every week.
Might be easier if it's you.
This has broken things up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I could be the guest, yeah.
Yeah. Might get used to a poem one week.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, see you later.
Oh, all right. Yeah. See you later.
Right, guys. There's time for one more song. So this is a song that the pianist and I have collaborated on for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's pretty good. but it is quite long, so you don't have to listen to it all. You can pull out at any point.
That's what she said!
It's called I Smell a Rat.
I smell a rat, said a rat, and no one knew exactly what he meant. Was he suspicious? Did he think something was up? Or had he sensed another ratty scent? I smell a rat, the rat said again. So his mate stopped and said, please explain. Is there another rat around? Or do you think one of us is lying? It is fairly crucial for this game. Because the mates were playing a little game of cheat, the card game that involves telling lies. I smell a rat, shouted Rat again. Is one of you a rat in disguise? The budgie said no. No, said the cat. We're not rats either, said the mice. Aha, said the rat. Excuse me for a sec. I'm gonna phone a friend for some advice. The rat turned his back and fiddled with his phone, then waited to see what would happen next. Beep, beep, went a phone. Aha, said the rat. One of you has just received a text. They all spun around to check their tiny phones, but none of them seemed to have got one. Ha ha, laughed the rat. Ha 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 ha. I am having fun. I did smell a rat, then said the rat. I knew that something bad was going on. We still don't understand, said all the other guys. Did you smell or just suspect something was wrong? I smelt a rat, said the rat. We know you did, said the budgie and dog together. And you are the rat said to the budgie, and he started plucking out all of his feathers. Look, budgie's a rat, said the silly cat. How did you know that rat? Please tell us all. Well, guys, here's the thing. I didn't use my nose. I had that removed when I was only small. They all looked at the rat and let out quite a gasp, because above his mouth there was a massive hole. I was quite suspicious when Budgie first arrived, because he was lying down and trying to crawl. He also didn't cheep, like Budgies really should. He hissed and squeaked and did a ratty wail. And then I sent a text to make you turn around, and I saw he had a massive ratty tail. But I smell a rat, said the Budgie rat, and no one knew exactly what he meant. Was he suspicious? Did he think something was up? Or had he sensed another ratty scent? He pointed at the first rat and said, I smell you. That's all I meant by saying, a rat I smell. You stink. You reek. You whiff something rotten. And your noseless face looks really dumb as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Woo.
And now here is the Calypso version.
No, the dance.
Oh, the dance version from the pianist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that version.
You're right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's much better.
Is this one the same length?
I hope so.
Is everything, is family better than me, it's fine.
I smell a rat.
That's it. Really, it just fades out now.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that's going to be it for today. So it's been a sort of a test episode, but I think this is going to work.
Totally. It's better than the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll listen back.
It's a lot less smelly in my basement.
We should have done this 6 years ago.
What were you doing 6 years ago?
Getting together in Mark's basement.
Thank you to Joe Walker for putting this together somehow. Joel Porter is going to edit it as usual. Thank you for listening. Do get in touch. Do send in ideas. Hope you're all well. Goodbye.
Bye.
If you like playing cards and you like poetry, if you like things that look nice and you like Tim Key, then it may just be that we have found the perfect thing for you. The lovely deck of playing cards with poems on them too. Tim Key's Poetical Playing Cards. Tim Key's Poetical Playing Cards. Tim Key's Poetical Playing Cards. From arteandpress.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.